Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
On, I need a time.
What, you told me you were ready. I don't know why you had to be difficult when we start.
It's fine. You know who they called difficult? They called Joan of Arc difficult. They called Marie Curie difficult. You know what? Powerful, strong women are difficult. Hate to tell you.
We're going to go over this one more time. You are not a woman.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
I'm just going to listen to this while we just wait. I don't know what's going to happen.
We're going to tell y'all what this is in a minute.
If you know what this is, come at us.
No, if you know what this is, I'm disturbed. I promise it'll pay off.
I don't know what's happening. Oh, y'all.
This is Darcy. Here we go. Yeah, we can't do any more.
Oh.
Lock it. Lock my number in your phone. That is Darcy and her sister's
the Silva sisters
single. And lock your number.
They're a hit, which a lot of people don't know.
It
this.
Is not a hit.
Before that Old Town Road song was a hit for a week, the Silva Twins' Lock My Number was not a number one.
No.
Not even a number 1,000. Y'all, the cover
it
of that.
It raced up the charts at number 11, 800, 11,800.
The picture of that on Spotify, the album cover, it's a picture of two mid-late 40 women on their phones with just numbers and hashtags all over.
Wow. That really responds. They are kind of made of hashtags. You could build those two women out of hashtags.
They are. Y'all.
This is 90 Day Gays.
This is a 90 Day Gays.
If you couldn't tell from that previous song.
If y'all haven't been.
You haven't downloaded Lock Your Number.
Wow, that is just.
That's going to be on new ringtone.
I'm going to listen
Lock
to that.
Lock your number on my phone.
Which makes
no fucking sense.
It doesn't. When I feel bad about my choices, I'm going to listen to that song and feel better because y'all bitches be crazy.
They spent $30,000 on that song.
Yeah, you know one of them let some guy like.
No, they've got money. I think they've got money. They've got money through divorcing.
Really?
They've had to.
Darcy was just on the Jerry O'Connell show.
He has a show?
Apparently.
I've always kind of wanted to have sex with him.
Oh, for sure.
He's so hot.
He's hot.
He's got that aw shucks
mentality.
Because
he was a fat kid.
I know.
Fat kids that grow up to get hot are nice.
Ugh.
And they're the best in bed.
It's like, what's his name?
Love you afterwards.
The kid from.
This is thrilling. This is just.
Jerry Maguire. Jonathan Lipnicki.
Oh, Jonathan Lipnicki
is cute now.
He's a beefcake.
You know who is even hotter?
Who?
The kid from A Christmas Story. Gorgeous.
He's a musical theater producer now. He produces
I know.
A show that.
It's
you
hot.
Know who's also hot? That guy, what's his, now I'm blanking. The guy was in, one of the guys that was in All That. He kind of looks like he like drank a lot now and is probably sober, but
I never
buff.
Watched that show.
Ooh.
That was Nickelodeon, right?
Yeah.
We didn't get that.
Oh.
You were privileged.
Well,
must
I got
have been
Nickelodeon,
nice.
But I didn't get Fox. Remember?
Well, and you were a child of divorce, so they probably gave that to you so you didn't feel that hole inside your life.
Eat your shit for your RD, Matthew. Okay, Mama. Why don't you and Daddy love each other?
My
you want a Dr. Pepper?
My
okay.
parents stayed together, and it was basically nonstop fighting. But I never
I don't know
doubted.
What's better.
I never doubted that they loved me. I did question whether they loved each other. I did question
and
that.
Do you ever feel guilt that the reason you're. Well, I guess not now.
Yes.
You're still, but you
I really
feel, like
feel
your
that
parents
way.
Just stayed together for
yes.
years.
Yes. I do.
I don't.
Now
I don't have that.
Now it's just codependent.
So now it's not even about you.
No, it's not about me. It's about them having to find other lives to live.
Speaking of, you're giving me a great segue. You know, speaking of people finding other lives to live, let's talk about our first
lonely heart.
Lonely heart, Miss Avery. Miss Avery, y'all, doesn't stop a lost phone. It doesn't.
Honestly,
y'all, we were tired before we did this show because,
and
we'll
I'm
be
revived.
Honest, I'm kind of waking up now.
She is one of the two members of this cast of the show that just fucking depresses me.
Like, I don't know if she depresses you.
She depresses me because she's so brainwashed by some trauma in her past. She's so
I
letting
said
that
it
run
last
her life.
Episode, and now you
I'm,
can't let it go.
No, you're dead on right. There's some kind of sexual trauma there. I swear to God, y'all.
I'm telling
she
you,
she was either touched by her gymnast,
her gymnastics
gym
teacher. Yeah, that happened.
Something happened because no one converts to Islam who's in the middle of Ohio. You convert to Islam if you're in Phoenix. You convert to Islam if you're in Virginia Beach. You don't convert in Ohio. Something went wrong.
Well, apparently he locked that number, locked it on his telephone.
Y'all, that's my new ringtone.
Y'all, I bet she would be on her show, our show. Darcy's thirsty.
I want to just say that Avery did leave without her phone.
She did. I mean, you
and
could
she
buy
went
phone.
With her mom. And mom is like, fine.
She did. I mean, this is so cool. I was like, wow, this is a strong tea. Give me strong tea and quote unquotable. Thanks for singing it with me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I was involved.
You know what? He was drinking his vodka.
I was involved with other things.
With his vodka.
More important things.
I just love it when she says, it's so crazy. I'm like 19 years old and we're going to get married and we're going to live in Syria. Oh, so crazy.
That's not crazy. That's foolish. It has nothing to do with crazy. You're an idiot.
Y'all, this I say this quote because I want to talk about the way we use the word crazy. Because yeah, it's not appropriate in culture
it's
anymore.
It's not. And
stop
it's
using
not
it.
Crazy. Crazy means like, I don't know, I'm just so crazy. And sometimes people talk about it as like you use crazy as a good, like, oh yeah, he's just as crazy as I am. It's considered to be something that is either fun or exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Mental illness is not funny.
I had someone while I was a camp director that told me that they've had mental illness, and that word offended them when
crazy?
People said it. Because they said they would talk about crazy is a fun time, and they said crazy is my everyday
well,
life.
That's
and I was like, wow.
Not to use that word, that's a snowflake reaction. Because you're going to hear the word crazy all the time. And whoever that said needs to live in a fucking bubble.
Well, it was somebody who was like polygender, polyamorous. Like they've got a lot of issues
well,
going on.
Well, how are they going to curate their life?
I don't know.
Because guess what? The world is there. We walk into the world all the time.
They do. But mainly, my main thing is, it's like the word amazing. It doesn't mean it anymore, y'all.
I told my students they can't even use the word amazing.
No. Mm-mm.
Or great.
Mm-mm.
All these words are empty.
I just got a flutter in my chest. I hope it's not a heart attack. Nope. It's just Avery making me feel sick to my stomach. So don't say crazy and don't say amazing, y'all.
We do see Omar, who is, we go to Beirut. Omar is hot. Hot, hot, hot,
he's
hot,
very
hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. He's a good dentist.
You know what? That's a song.
He has good teeth.
That's a song we sang in sixth grade in show choir because I helped design the outfits. And you know what? You know what the guy.
Whoa, 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 whoa. whoa.
It's sixth grade.
Beep, beep. Back it up. Back beep, it up. Back
beep,
it up.
Beep.
Were you involved in designing clothing? How so?
I did have an input for the show choir outfits when I was in sixth grade because I said we should do some, I called it at the time, marimba outfits. So like the girls.
This is going to wind up being racist.
No,
everybody.
No. The girls wore black dresses and then they had like a neon pink ruffle, a neon green ruffle, and the neon orange ruffles on the bottom. And then the guys, my mom helped make them. The guys, we took black t-shirts and we put on the sleeves a pink ruffle, an orange ruffle, and then a neon green. So they matched. And we sang, me mind on fire, me soul on fire, feeling hot, hot, hot.
In that accent.
In that accent, in Lone Grove, Oklahoma.
We're going to pause for everyone to be mortified. I'll give you 4 seconds.
Because I remember the Sopranos were going,
2,
feeling hot, 3, hot, hot.
4. It's okay. You can process that
it's in
and
the
take
air,
that later.
Celebration time.
Stop. Stop it now. Stop it
we
now.
We have this party sound. Wait, hold on. This is my part. So we go rum, 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 rum. Yeah, rum, 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 rum.
They did it in the accent, obviously.
You know what? We killed. And you know what? The men's outfits looked a lot like Caesar's outfit he wanted to get married in. They were all black within just like a bam of color.
I would imagine that.
I literally have that note.
Most of this audience was white.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was great.
Anyway, we meet Omar.
Our superintendent, Gary Scott, said it was cultured.
Shut up.
Gary Scott was great. God bless him. Great superintendent. Anyway,
I never
y'all.
Never heard anyone be a great superintendent.
He was a good, because then the next one came and he was a coach before, and he just ran
y'all,
all the arts out.
If you've ever been taught by a coach, you know that's not going to be good. We had a coach.
Some are good, but
we
very
had a
few.
Coach who called for sex ed, who called condoms condoms.
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 Gary Scott, he made sure that he gave money to the arts and band and told the football team to go fuck themselves.
Wow. That is impressive.
I know. That's why he got left. All right, let's talk about Omar. He's a dentist.
He's a dentist.
To be a dentist.
He also does this thing where he talks about his soulmate as well. And I'm just creeped out by the term soulmate. That you think you're going to meet them on the
internet.
You
have to move on because it's a colloquialism that everyone uses.
Yeah, but it's not real.
But it's real to them.
And it's part of the thing.
Makes no sense.
I think if you ask them the definition of soulmate, it would be varying degrees of definitions
you
for each person.
You can't speak.
I had a vodka.
There you go.
There you go. You know what I was saying in listening to Omar? I really, when I watch the show, I just want to call out my own American privilege that I thought this show was going to be more like the Caesars of the world with Maria's catfishing them and just fucking them over. And you know what? I watch this and I'm like, they're getting the shit into the stick.
The people in the other countries are so much more together.
Omar is this really together guy. And y'all,
he's a little orthodox religion-wise for me.
But think of where he is. But he's coming from this. He's got his life together. He probably wants to build a life and have a family. And
even Zied is more put together.
Yes, and Omar's got to deal with this basic bitch from Ohio who just wants to be on fucking Instagram.
She does.
I mean,
she wants to be the Islamic Instagram star.
She does. She wants to be like that girl that married, she wants to be like, what's her name who married a Jonas brother? Priyanka Chopra.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's amazing.
She is amazing. Though. But I mean, she's talented.
She's an actual actor.
But Ashley is not. James Avery is not.
James Avery from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, James, I was talking about the jeweler. James Avery was huge in Texas. Everybody loved
You mean the jeweler, not the Fresh
jeweler,
Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes.
I've never heard of James
Denise
Avery.
Denise Storm, my college friend, she worked at James Avery. She's a teacher in Houston.
We're going to move on.
Sorry, y'all. I think that vodka's kicking in.
We're going to move on to Darcy.
Wait, are we done?
Your phone.
Wait, I don't think. Are we done? I guess we're done with
Omar.
He's a Siri. He wants to get married with her. Oh, one thing. He talks about Avery told me she had dated before.
I don't like to hear about Avery's past.
You know,
I'm kind of okay with that. I don't want people who I'm dating, I don't want them to know about my past. I want to know everything about theirs.
I literally typed in my notes, Poodle does this to every guy he takes. Jake, have you been with another man? What do you say? Like someone
once upon a time.
In college?
Yeah.
In college, and that was it?
And you've
but it's
never,
been like 10
and
years?
You've never been arrested for domestic violence? Never. I've never had a problem with stalking.
And you've never had a football team pass you around like a football? And when
Lazy Susan?
And when the 10th guy cummed on you, they went, touchdown! You've never had that happen to you?
Nope. Never.
Yeah.
Never.
I'm
kind of a novice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Check, please.
He was so cute, though, when he was waiting for her and holding hands the first time. I mean, you know, he's walking around the airport with a huge boner.
He was.
Just boned to the... Anyway.
I think I did write down earlier when he was talking about... I think it might have been later when he said he's going to like dress up really nice for her. Yeah, that's later.
She's going to break him when they have sex.
I agree.
Break him.
He's dressed up in – he's like, for my most beautiful outfit, which definitely came from the sale rack at Old Navy.
It wasn't even Izod. It was definitely Old Navy.
It was not Izod. He felt beautiful in his outlet. They still don't know where her luggage is.
No, and props to mom for backseat driving, even in another country.
And I will say this.
Good for her.
Are they supposed to be going over the lines?
I guess I'll go drink since no one else can.
Mom is cunty. I'm going to say it now. She is Cuntosaurus Rex.
Cuntosaurus Rex.
I've got to say also that... Mom, I will say one good thing about mom. When she saw Avery hug Omar, she was happy.
She was genuinely happy.
She saw her daughter be happy, which she probably hasn't been happy in a long time.
I smiled too. It was a sweet moment.
It was.
I do think they love each other in the only way they know how.
There was one little bit about Avery at the end when she was talking to her mom and he said, he looks so kissable. But now she was talking to mom and she's like, yeah, I feel like I touched him too much, blah, blah, blah. And the mom, who is supposed to like be on her team, says, yeah, I think you did. You did. You did,
she
Avery.
Did.
Fucked
it up.
You fucked it up.
You might as well go home to
Which
your phone.
She could have just been... You might as well go home to your cell phone and text your friends. Can I move the flight up? It really was like, you did.
You did.
You touched him too much, Avery.
Wow.
Yeah, enough of that. But he seems like a nice guy. Can we go home?
And maybe you didn't tell your mother about when you were touched, Avery, and therein lies the problem.
Something's wrong. Something's wrong.
Y'all, I have a question for you and for everybody listening.
Are you talking to me or who?
I'm talking to the world. Actually, I'm talking to Dyson.
I'm not going
to
answer.
Because I want to dirt.
Dyson?
You know Dyson, who makes
the vacuums?
And those little air things that blow when you dry your hands off. I wondered, when they made those air blow dryers for bathrooms, if they thought one day this is going to dry off some girl's titties,
not just
in an airport bathroom,
and not just any titties, titties that are defying laws of gravity that have yet to be written, and the titties that have smaller circular titties on the side of her body.
She does kind of have two boobs.
She's got two boobs, y'all. She's got boobs that are like right where your, like it's that sensitive nerve on the side, mm-hmm. right where your like oblique
like where,
is.
Where Jesus was stabbed.
Exactly. She's got four titties. Darcy has four titties.
As Jake says, she's got tiggle bitties.
She's got tiggle bitties. And they're completely natural.
Completely.
Because four titties are natural for women.
Y'all, but she's got to get ready for her new boyfriend. And by the way, what are we dropping here? Why does Darcy, and I think I said this before, but again, there's always a descriptive adjective. She can't say, I'm going to go see my boyfriend. She says, I'm going to go see my handsome, sexy new boyfriend.
Do you notice how she videos everything? Almost to, like, make sure it's real.
It's like her whole life is scripted.
Like,
if it's not documented, then it's not happening.
And do you feel like even when she's talking to the camera, it's like she's acting as a persona of quote-unquote Darcy for the camera? Everyone else is kind of living their life. Even Rebecca, who is a little bit off camera issues as well, but Darcy,
it makes you wonder how much of this is fake or not with her. I don't think it is. I think she's just cuckoo kaboo.
They scripted a bunch, and she's ready to do it.
I do feel like on this episode, I felt like the confessionals were in the beginning were really like forced.
They were.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm
going to meet.
One thing I think about her, she's obsessed with today's going to be the most perfect day ever.
It's the script.
She has this ideal in her head of she's building up everything. Nothing will ever compete.
I agree with that. Yes. Literally, that's a great way. Everything is being built up.
We did talk about her bathroom routine. It was what I wrote. She's lotioning, choosing wardrobe with thigh-high boots. Then she forgot her pants.
She
totally put on a jacket, and then she forgot her pants.
And
like, she just forgot to put pants on.
And then
that happens with some women sometimes.
And
they
then
forget
she's like,
pants.
Should I wear a sensible heel or a boot that makes me look like a hooker?
The pretty woman.
And this is what I have to say about her boots.
Let's go, girls.
Copyright issues.
I mean, she looked, y'all, I love Shania Twain.
Okay.
We can
play Darcy's song because they're never going to get any money from us.
But Shania Twain and Mutt Lange
will sue the fuck out of us.
She'll find out I'm her biggest fan.
No, some lawyer will take all our money.
That's why I only play like one, because
we're gonna have to delete that.
But I'm just saying, she literally looked like Shania Twain and Man I Feel Like a Woman, and
I
which
agree.
Is appropriate for a video where you're singing about going out as a woman to fuck a man.
Yeah,
not to meet.
She also has enough hair extensions for three women, y'all.
Four.
It's like horse hair. It's so thick. Like, something's going on.
Four women are like two Swedish women because they have big heads. I can say that because
that's
Swedish.
It does kind of look like milkmaidy.
It is. I want to talk about probably the most stressful, nerve-wracking part of this episode for Poodle.
Okay.
And that was when Darcy sprayed the perfume.
I I have marked it several times.
Jake would have died.
I have problems with scents, with perfumes and scents, y'all. I wrote down that she probably smelled like a Victoria's Secret dressing room. By you know it was Victoria's Secret.
But you know what? Guys love that. They'll like go to strip bars and they'll say, like, girl smells so good.
Isn't
that
weird?
So pretty. They smell like pretty nice.
And I don't
ladies.
Like cologne either. I don't like cologne on guys.
You
I
know
don't
what?
Like perfume on women.
There was a Dick Dancer at, because let's just call him what he was.
Dick Dancer.
At Mickey's.
Dick
and
Dancer,
I remember
yeah,
he was
service.
From Brazil and he would wear like coconut oil with a little bit of lavender on his body, and if I smell that smell right now, I feel
Please
a little bit of
say.
I feel a little bit of movement in my nether region still
because
it's a good memory.
Gross.
Remember,
gross.
I had a good night, and I lost $100, but that's okay. So okay.
I also said I wrote down. I feel sorry for that cab driver who's had to hear her talk the entire time.
Oh, you're turning left. Oh, you're turning left.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm making a left turn in
my
life.
Oh, this is another road closer to my hot, sexy man. Let me play with my hair.
Man.
Can you smell my perfume? And he's like,
she cannot. Yes, she cannot get her hands out of her hair.
She cannot. So she's and so we get a 24 hours earlier with Tom, and we find out Pierce Brosnan, he is not.
Woo! He's also been lying about what he looks like.
Yeah.
He hasn't taken a picture of him to send to her in about 10 years.
This is the relationship that I actually think even more than Caesar and Ukrainian woman, because at least that's one way. This is the relationship where I feel like it's the most shady on both parties.
Yeah.
I'm like, are y'all just wanting to be on TV?
It's bad.
It's not good.
I feel like he's just an asshole. Like, I saw a little bit of him being fun at the very end, but I feel like he wants her to adapt to his lifestyle only.
I was trying to listen to what you said, which I think was probably true and important, but I just kept thinking about his sister's teeth, and I just was thinking of Mr. Ed, because it was like, I mean,
she's like an uglier Rebel Wilson.
Kind of, and I don't mean to call out someone's, she seemed very nice. In fact, I thought, I liked the joke that she made when he
yeah,
said.
Yeah, he's like, and I'm thin.
And she was like, I'm not going to sleep with her. And she was like, and I'm thin.
I really must say, she had so much blush that she looked like one of those Christmas Caroler figurines who was cold outside. They're freezing outside. They're like, ooh. You know, they got such red blush.
Please give me some more.
Please give me a tip. Maybe a slice of fruitcake. Please.
But she says he's been really, really heartbroken. So maybe this whole douchebag is like a guy's kind of like his level, his armor.
I think he's a douchebag.
I think so, too. I'm just trying to.
My favorite was he's like, yeah, I've never really I'm quite good at getting girls to the bedroom, but I'm really never good with getting them any farther. I'm like, great.
Great. This sounds like
that's exactly what I want to hear.
Exactly what Darcy needs. Exactly.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Also, y'all, when you're about to meet somebody for 4 years now, you've been talking to them in person, before you walk into the restaurant, what's usually around the front door at a restaurant? What usually to your right or to your left? Usually you want to throw away your trash?
Yeah.
Spit out your fucking gum before you meet somebody for the goddamn first time.
Well,
what is the problem with people and gum?
That's a pet peeve of mine. I feel like no one should be around. I feel like chewing gum in someone else's presence is rude. But that's me. Like, I find that chewing gum...
You know what? The
now,
older I get...
Now, I was raised with a mother who chewed gum constantly, so it's probably more my issue than anything else.
I'm glad you realize that. Although, the older mm-hmm. I get, the more I agree. Unless it's a very
it
casual
It really bothers me. It really bothers me.
Like, I don't mind if it's a friend, but if you're just meeting for someone or
if
business...
If you're meeting someone for business and you're chewing a piece of gum, I will think you're a fucking idiot. That's exactly what I'll think.
I won't put that judgment on you. I will.
I
would just probably look at your teeth and your mouth and think about your saliva. And if you're handsome, I'd probably think about you doing stuff with your mouth.
I want to also give a good quote and put quote and quotable.
Strong tea. Give me strong tea with quote and quotable.
This is another Tom. Oh. He says,
his
you know,
name is Tom.
That's an obscure musical theater reference.
It is.
Tom says, you know, it occurs to me, I don't mind hearing about her problems, so I guess I must care for her.
That was literally the way the Grinch on Whoville talks about how I learned to care about somebody.
Because, y'all, that just tells you, wait, I'm starting to feel empathy. Oh, my, what is happening to me?
Oh, bother.
As we say on the show,
I must care for her somehow.
I'm going to say this in a British accent. Maybe he'll get it. You might want to process that.
You might want to process that. Wait, I'm starting to feel for someone. I'm starting to listen to them. Oh, my.
I mean,
yeah, he's a real piece.
I have another strong tea, quote-unquotable.
Okay.
It doesn't matter how we all look on the outside. It matters what's on the inside. I'm sorry. Can I say that again? I want to put more blush on.
Please, can I
inject my lips some more before I say that?
She replied so many times this episode.
That poor cab driver sitting outside his fucking car while she's looking at his mirror. Y'all, the fact that Darcy actually said that when she was disappointed in the way Tom looks says something. And it was when she said, it's okay that he's not a hot gym man.
A hot gym man.
Because y'all know that's what she wanted.
That was what she wanted.
That's what she wanted, y'all.
Well, Darcy's mind, she's 26 years old.
And in Darcy's mind, the only thing that's valid about her is her pussy and getting fucked.
Her tits and her face.
And so the hotter the guy that fucks her, the hotter and the better she feels about herself.
My favorite moment of Darcy's segment this week was him saying, "So am I as you expected? There was this pause, and you could see Darcy say, "How do I say this?" And then the part of her brain that says, "Please love me. Please love me. Please love me." That shook her head. And she was like, that said, "You're going to say this. Here's what you're going to say." This like living, breathing nerve that is that part of her brain. She's like, "Better. You're better than I expected." And I'm like,
"Better.
You need an Emmy for what you just did." The 5 second pause that it took to say that,
her eyes blinked 20 times in that 5 second pause. And I liked how you described that dark voice. It reminded me of the nothing from the Neverending Story.
The nothing, Sebastian. The Darcy. Sebastian, please. And then that,
keep
y'all.
Keep going.
And then that, and Falcor, who said shit like, "I like children," that was fucked up.
Why you ruin things for us?
I encourage everyone to look on YouTube at how Falcor was creepy with kids.
Turn around. Tell me what you see. Does anybody actually know those words?
And you know what's weird is Angela is kind of like the rock monster.
Even with her scrunchie on her head.
I'm going to get that Nairobi dick. I'm going to bite it off.
Nairobi, no, you're thinking of Nigerian.
You know, they all are starting to blend together a little bit.
I know.
Wherever it is, you can go on safari there. That's what you need to remember. Wow.
Shall we move on?
That was a good segue. Yes, let's talk about Angela.
Y'all, every time it comes up is Angela, and I go, "Woo! Here we go.
Here we go."
I just prepare myself.
You know, she is a woman. Apparently, I need to have an etiquette class on this show. What to do when you meet people. Because, first of all, you chew gum. Second of all, if you're going to go see your attorney,
you don't wear a shirt with cutouts.
Why don't you take off your headphones? Why don't you just take your headphones off? You know, I need to know that if you get a call, you're just not going to say, "Excuse me," and just pick up that little ear. No.
I like that her lawyer looked like Peter Pettigrew from Harry Potter.
He didn't look.
Y'all, he changes into a mouse regularly.
Regularly.
although he did throw some wisdom down on her. I did comment on her wardrobe. She looked like an extra from
Cyndi Lauper, girls just want to have fun.
She did.
With the hair.
Yes.
Hair
yes,
scrunchie.
She did. Yes.
The everything about her makeup.
I mean, our whole wardrobe. I mean, not to jump to, but when she was talking.
Showing her.
Talking to her friend.
Wrinkly cougar chest.
Her cougar chest. Talking to her friend who I still don't understand who that other guy is.
Me either.
I don't. It's probably somebody they called from Central Cassie said, hey, can you listen to the rock monster talk about her problems? But I just couldn't take her seriously when she's literally just sitting there fucking talking about what she's talking about, how he's cheating on her and she can't trust him. And she's wearing scrubs that just say,
oh, feeling rough. There's dogs on them, y'all, and they say things like feeling rough,
y'all.
And right below that says sit, stay, heal, as in heal,
y'all. That's a red
flag.
Yeah,
I don't know
right
where
there.
That. But guy came from
because that is literally you, Angela. Just look in the mirror and read your shirt because that's what you need to do. You need to sit and stay. Girl.
I agree. She needs to sit
and
stay. I did enjoy the quote unquotable when she was talking to, I believe his name is Tony. Tony Paca.
Tony.
And he says, I mean, Tony, am I the damn bitch here or what?
Yeah.
I think that's something we all have said at times. Am I the damn bitch here or
I
what?
I think maybe you have.
I've asked that.
And then before anyone answered, you said, yes.
I am the bitch.
I don't understand this law with Angela. Well, first of all, I was surprised that if she brings him over, we both were surprised by that. She fucking has to pay for him even if they get divorced.
Yeah, that was disturbing.
That was disturbing.
I had the same problem.
Y'all, shit got real then. And then, of course, Angela said to her attorney, she's like, but I think I'm just going to go over and see him. I'm not too trusting of him, but I'm going to go over and see him. And
we
I
had trust issues.
And I know when I see him face to face, that I'm going to know exactly where I stand.
Yeah, I know where you stand. You'll be sitting on it.
Mm.
Oh, stop doing that. Mm. That's the rock monster.
Y'all, we just did around the world.
Rock
Angela,
monster.
Rock monster.
I want to move on to the part where we see her after work going into her house. And we Ooh. All need to take a moment. I just wrote, the amount of panel curtains in her house... And the panels are so loud that they are screaming at me.
They were like Lisa Frank panels.
There's so many panels of curtains.
If y'all miss Lisa Frank, come at us.
Or it's like Cost Plus World Market, too. Like, it's like all like native-ish
Caesars
things.
Aren't good either.
We're gonna get into that.
We're gonna talk we're gonna about panels. Also, too.
There was also stuffed animals on
that's
the bed.
That's what I was about to say. Did you notice that, y'all?
That's a red flag.
I was going to say.
Red flag.
You know what? Angela, congratulations. That is a red flag, and you might want to process that if you have fucking stuffed animals.
They are
animals
emotional support
your,
animals.
It made me think. I just want us to take a moment real quick. We've got time. Because her house is disgusting, too. She needs to clean it.
There's like prescription drug bottles
everywhere. What do you think her nighttime routine is? When she gets in the bed, she lays. Y'all, she has a little fan across her because she needs a fan blowing on her face when she sleeps at night.
She watches Frasier because that makes her laugh. She watches two
so
episodes
funny.
Back to back of Frasier.
So funny. Smoker sees her.
She thinks because she.
Niles, you're so straight.
She thinks Niles is the cutest thing in the world.
I just want a man like Niles. Mm-hmm.
And then she watches local news and sees people mm-hmm. she recognizes.
She probably takes some olive ole that sits by her bed and just puts a drop on it and just puts it on her chest thinking it's going to help tomorrow morning.
That cougar chest.
And guess what? It's not going to help.
And then after all that's over, she takes a Valium.
You know what? And her mama called this morning, said, I'm worried about my baby.
I don't know what's going on here.
You don't know
here.
That Pam Tillis
no.
song?
No.
She'll turn 34 this week.
You and alienated half
it
of our audience.
Seems like
more
all
than half.
The good ones are gone.
0.5% of our audience knows this.
On our Sissy Squad, because we love our Sissy Squad. Come at me if you know the Pam Tillis video. Post that on there for Poodle. It's a good song.
All right.
It's a good song. Because you know what? She's just Pam Tillis or Lori. Really, she's kind of like a fat Lori Morgan who's looking for something in red.
I love that song.
Because Lori Morgan smoked too much and went to a tanning bed too much.
She did. Anyway.
Where the fuck did we go?
So, I don't know. Angela accuses Michael of hanging out with the goofballs.
Goofballs.
Now,
which one of them was?
Y'all, I don't know about y'all, but I would love a night with all three goofballs.
Oh, man. Oh, yes.
I can think. That's me on the ceiling fan. I can think of a lot of things that we could do.
I mean, that one
all is four of us.
When he's like, men here like control. Yes. And I would say,
I went, check, please.
Okay. Okay. I just would have bent over like a baboon and presented my ass to him and gone.
I also have to say that, and I wrote this down, Southern women can tell people off better than anyone.
The honest truth.
She is so good at telling Michael off.
She is. Do we need it? Is this my friend, a 90 Days Theater reenactment?
I believe it might be.
Okay. I feel like you're going to be Angela
right,
in this
90
one.
Days Theater.
I feel like you should have a cigarette for this, but you don't smoke anymore.
It's going to be on my, it's holding on my lip. You'll hear it in the reenactment. Michael.
Hi, Bubba.
We have serious trust issues, and I can't trust you because you're just going to go beep another girl and have a beep and blah, blah, blah. You know what? And, you know, I don't know if I can trust you.
I'm just going out for my birthday with my friends.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? It's always that way. The other times, I just like, this is me smoking. The other times, it's just like, you know, you forget all about me. And I just going to have so one thing. So, yep. And
Baby,
are we going to try again?
Babe, you want me to show you my dick?
Yeah, but not right now because the cameras are here. But
right?
I want you to say that I can trust you.
You can trust me, and I will let you touch my dick.
That's all I want to hear. I will start with my sign off. You lying motherfucker.
And scene.
That actually was the sign off.
That was
verbatim. You lying motherfucker.
You know
was
what?
The sign off, which I'm going to start using actually.
Kind of heard my grandma Hazel say that to many. That's how my dad used to say. She would hang up
lying
the phone
motherfucker.
Whenever his dad would call. Get your ass back to that two-bit whore where you came from, you lying motherfucker, before I get that chili can and beat her ass again.
We'll tell that story on another episode.
Oh, we already have. Oh, we haven't turned on this one.
We have told it on a different podcast.
Y'all, if y'all want to hear that story, I suggest y'all listen to Sweet Tea.
Did we tell it on that?
We
or
did tell
the,
on Sweet Tea.
Oh, God, it was so awful.
Well, you know, that's my family.
Jesus.
Anyway, but she misses him and kisses him. And
it's
going to
work out perfectly.
Maybe it's going to work out, y'all. And Skylar can have
that baby. I think those two kids can make it work.
I think those two kids can make it. Let's talk about...
We have a new one.
Oh, we have... Well, first we had...
Oh, we have Rebecca, too.
Yeah, let's talk about Ziad and Rebecca real quick. I mean, not too much happened with them, except for basically y'all.
Except for they fucked.
They fucked.
And they looked like fucking Lucy and Ricky the next day after.
Okay, so she seemed to be really into it the day after they fucked, and he kind of looked like...
He's like, I think I could do better.
Kind of, we go smoke something so I can... There's all this stuff where she's driving in traffic, and y'all, Rebecca is really pissed off in traffic because this guy that she loves... didn't tell her that she's going to have to drive in traffic. Oh, yeah. And she didn't tell him what she fucking looked like in real life. So, yeah, Rebecca, you fucking win.
I will say that Americans are the worst people in the world because they're like, this doesn't happen in America. Almost everyone said that here. We're awful.
You're horrible if you say that. Even if you think it, you keep it to yourself.
Because tourists who come here are the last people to say, this doesn't happen in Germany.
Yeah.
You know, Americans are so fucking entitled.
Although some people do say that about their guns, because...
That's true.
People, we love our guns here.
Yeah, unfortunately. Anyway, not to get political.
Not to get political. Rebecca, but people are shocked. Yeah. So Rebecca is pissed about traffic. They finally get to the hotel. They check for a bomb. Who cares? Then they fuck the morning after, and she's all like... Do you love me more? And he's like,
yes, I love you more. Yes,
baby, yes. I love you.
I want to cut to where they're at the hookah bar.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And he's like, so I hot this girl because she cheat on me. I hot her. You hate her? I hot her.
I hot her.
And then at one point he's like, yes, you know, man get jealous, blah, 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 and girl do bad thing. This is men. It was a very, like, just a blanket statement. This is how men are.
Although he seemed quite normal. Whereas, again, she just starts launching into her ex for like 20 minutes.
And she's still married.
And literally, even Zied is like, who is not that worldly, y'all. Like, I don't think he's dumb. I just think he's quite naive.
He's only had one girl before.
And even he's like...
With relation with one girl.
Dude, why is she talking about her ex-boyfriend so much? I fucking creeped out.
Like...
It's true.
Y'all, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Don't...
There are some people... I've been on dates where some people have talked about their exes for half of the date.
And did you go on a second date with them?
No, I did not.
Exactly.
Because that means they're carrying in their Louis Vuitton baggage. And
exactly.
I'm not interested in that.
I mean, and that's kind of all that really happened with them.
Yeah, that was... I agree. That it was not a lot. I think we're to one of our new Lonely Hearts.
Oh.
Whose name is Benjamin?
Benjamin, brother... Brother Benjamin.
Y'all,
Benjamin, could you get up and lead the pastor?
I think all you need to know about Benjamin is that he gives cute little side hugs. That's all you need to know.
We didn't talk about Benjamin. I wonder if we're on the same page.
Yeah, we did not talk about him. Some other things to describe him is very active in his church.
Church. Loves the Lord.
He has glasses. Basically, if you look up pedophile in the dictionary, Benjamin's right there.
He's got a 1990s haircut that Ben Affleck called about.
Yeah.
Literally.
And I will say, I don't think that Benjamin is a pedophile. I'm just saying if he was in a lineup, someone would pick out that pedophile in a second. Oh, it's the glasses.
I didn't think he was a pedophile as much as you might be a homosexual.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got a little bit of, Benjamin might, yeah.
There's this idea when they showed him walking, that when he's walking, he's like, he also, like, there's so many things here with Benjamin. I also wrote Jared from Subway.
Oh, well.
Maybe that was the pedophile thing.
That's it. Yeah, I can see the Jared from Subway thing.
He's a creepy white guy with glasses.
I didn't get creepy as much as just really weird gay guy. I mean, y'all, he lives in Phoenix. And if you live in Phoenix...
He was cutting corners and he made a bologna sandwich with Twinkies.
But that's what I was going to say. If you live in Phoenix, y'all, it's not. I know his ex-wife apparently is taking him for all his money.
Yeah, and but, she was not white. I don't know what she was.
I don't mean to judge someone's financial. It's not a judgment. It's more as I'm wondering. It's not that expensive to live in Phoenix.
No.
And we see his apartment. Y'all, he's probably paying like $627 a month. Okay.
Oh, God, what I would give to pay $627 a month.
Yeah, I would
be on my knees daily.
Wait.
Well,
yeah, you. Wait, but you're not.
How's
getting,
that different?
You're
yeah.
not getting a good deal on your rent.
I know.
You're really getting screwed over, literally. Boom.
We need to have a sound effect of a cymbal.
Someone come at us if you can help us with that.
Anyway, he loves Akini and Nairobi.
I wrote Naimi.
which he goes to Light Life Church. And y'all, usually, and I don't mean this as a judgment, I'm just saying in my experiences, churches that have the name
mega church.
The churches that have the name Light or Life in it probably don't condemn or don't love homosexuality.
They sing so like they sing that tape that we saw in the infomercials, like shout to the Lord all the earth, da da da, and then like he has made me glad, oh he has made me glad,
he loves some boobs and not dick.
But y'all, if you those praise chorus worship things, he knows all those.
He knows all of them. He gets really invested in them.
He's probably a fine guy.
I think he's a fine guy. I just think there's a problem. Well, no, I'm going to say that because that's my straight people be crazy. That's my straight people be crazy.
So,
Nakimi. Oh, wait. No, it's not.
Nakimi is also creepy because she's like a model but needs money and also needs a bride price, which happens.
It's like, bring me my bride
from Sondheim.
But like
$15,000?
You know what's going to happen, though? But maybe that's just like the... What is it? I looked it up. Maybe it's like the shilling rate in Nairobi or Kenya, wherever they're from. So maybe he's going to be there and her dad's going to be like,
it's $30.
Yeah, he's going to be like, I need 2 million shillings. And then he does a thing on his calculator. He's like,
it's like bus fare.
Oh, it's like $1.75.
I could get that.
And he's like, can I Venmo you? Like Apple Cash? No.
I must say the idea of a bride price appeals to me. Okay.
That's not where I thought you were going to go.
But here's why. I would love if someone was to come to me and pay me to be to be their bride.
Concubine? Concubine, is that what you would want to do?
Yes. I don't know what happened there.
Your little speaker headphone. Don't mess with
the
cord.
Sorry, everybody.
Sorry, everybody. Technical difficulties. So, I mean... I don't know how I feel about that. I don't think it's that.
I'd love a good $20,000.
I think
I'd be a bride for $20,000.
I think she probably loves him. I think she's very naive. She's never dated a white guy or someone different from her culture. Also,
her father might chase him with a machete.
They don't know if she wants to be a fucking mother. You might want to figure that out, Benjamin. Like, you kind of have
it
one job.
It is a little
job.
Ridiculous.
And then his friend Desiree comes over.
Oh.
Who, she was a judgy bitch, and I loved her for it. And I think her jacket looked like she got it from Casual Corner.
I wrote down
Chico's.
Her snakeskin top makes a statement.
Do you think it was a Chico's original?
It was a Chico's original, possibly Kato.
Petite sophisticated. Y'all, come at us if you remember petite
limited
sophisticated.
Limited two.
Y'all,
I will say one thing about Benjamin. His teeth are absolutely terrifying.
They're not
so
great teeth.
Sharp.
They're very sharp.
And there are so many of them.
There's a lot of
them.
There's
so many teeth.
The Lord gave Benjamin a lot of teeth, and we can't remove
them.
It's
like a shark with two sets of them. Y'all, there are so many teeth in that mouth.
It
creeps me the fuck out.
I just can't believe that he's still taking the bus. Phoenix isn't that expensive, y'all. It's not that expensive.
I don't know.
His wife must really be raking him over.
He makes me sad. He makes me sad.
Well, then we're two for two because Caesar makes me sadder.
Oh,
are you done with Benjamin?
No, I'm done. Caesar is the saddest.
Y'all, Poodle said it right when he said he's the Eeyore of this show. Oh, she canceled the trip again.
Oh, bother. I'm never going to find love.
Never going to find love.
I'll just be here as a nail tech.
Has anyone
Jeremy,
seen my
can
tail?
I jerk you off? Yeah.
Jeremy.
If you go, listen to our episode, our last episode. We'll hear about Jeremy. Maria is still not coming to, she's not going, she hasn't bought her ticket yet.
She has. And also, did you notice what was on Caesar's fridge?
No.
There was a cartoon color of a turtle. And it was
Stop.
All colors. It was a cartoon turtle. And it said, be a super friend with exclamation point. And I thought, my first thought was, did he color that for himself? Or did a child? And then I went, no, no, no. Hopefully a child gave that to him. But y'all, I think he might have colored it. Caesar would have been like.
Occupational therapy. Because I really think that Yammy, his friend who came over, I think that might be in his occupational therapy.
I think so too, y'all. I think he's on something, the spectrum. They're like, not letting
we are
us
not,
know.
We are not making fun of him, y'all.
No, not at
like,
all.
Because you can't help that if you us. Are. I feel like he's definitely in occupational therapy.
It's almost like
something is happening.
On a spectrum level, what he's obsessed with is Maria.
Yeah.
This idea of this person.
Would you like to talk about his house?
I'm going to let you dive room? Into that one first.
Okay. Next on Lifestyles, the rich and famous. Or not so rich and definitely not famous.
Bringing on the shimp on the Barbie.
We have Caesar, the bedroom of Caesar. As we walk into the lovely 12 by 12 feet room, we see white walls everywhere, with the exception of a purple chemise, one plank of a curtain. As
it
we've
doesn't
seen
block out any light, and you can see the busted.
It looks like a bordello.
The busted vertical blinds behind it.
On our right, we have a huge nondescript television, which is the only decoration in the room.
With a Google Home that's probably his only friend at night.
And in the middle of the room, the place where all the magic happens.
It's Palm Springs and Comforter Dreams.
It looks like a melted sandwich with a sunset scene on it. It's disturbing.
And the saddest part of all, Caesar's never going to get his happy ending.
He's not. Until next time, champagne wishes and 90-day fiancé dreams. Anyway, we didn't announce that, but that was definitely 90 Days Theater.
That was definitely 90 Days Theater.
Y'all, if you never watched Robin Leach, I think he's dead now.
He is dead.
He's dead.
Again, I loved his outfit that reminded me of show choir. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
The black shirt with the red tie.
If y'all want me to leave the version of hot, hot, hot on your voicemail, I will if you pay me.
No.
$10.
It's racist.
What, $10? His poor friend, she was even like, this bitch doesn't love him. I know she doesn't. That's what's sad is that everyone around Caesar knows this is is real. And it's
someone
like
someone needs to
it brings up this ethical question of what do we do?
They're all enabling him.
But are we enabling, or at one point do you stop talking because no one's listening?
It's true.
And so it's like, what is gonna get through to this guy?
What do you think about when she still hasn't bought her ticket and he calls her the day before and she's like, my mother has birthday.
My mother. And he's like, again? I thought that happened last month.
How does she have six birthdays a year?
This is Ukrainian. This is Russian birthday.
And they always happen in times where you're supposed to visit.
Yeah, this is, I promise.
Your Russian birthday. Russians have six birthdays a year. That's why we look old. That's like,
Bring me vodka.
Yevgeny!
It's behind the boom. I mean, I wasn't surprised at this. I, you know what? I'll be shocked if we actually see her this season. Because y'all, we're not going to see her. There's no way.
No. I will say there was one customer, I don't think we caught her name. She was giving it to him. She's like, you know the bitch is never going to come.
She's no. What it is, it reminds me of, y'all, this is a little bit of a, not a PSA, but a PSK.
Oh,
ooh,
nice.
I love that.
You've been sitting on that one like a big dick.
It's true. Just one. The PSK is, because I feel like sometimes, maybe it's the same situation. You remember when you, I laughed, but when you came out, because y'all, when I knew Poodle, he was dating a woman. fix that. But when you came out, and I remember a lot of people say, oh, honey, I already knew. And they think it's going to make you feel better.
No, you just want people to listen to you.
It makes you feel sometimes like, well,
it's patronizing.
patronizing, or it makes you feel like you were the butt of the joke, or
but
that
I get
you
it.
Were
I get it. Why they think that they're being
knowing.
They think that they're reassuring you.
So that is a PSK. If you have somebody who is a flouncing homosexual in your life, and he comes out to
don't
or she
say,
comes out to
yeah,
you,
yeah, no shit.
If your friend Ruth, if she fixes cars. And she's always got Doyle on her hands.
She
and then
loves
one,
golf.
And yes, and she thinks pink.
Yo, Ruth loves
she thinks
golf.
Pink is so talented. And she says to you one day, she's like, Barbara, I think I like the pussy. And you say,
no shit.
Ruth, I know. You look at her and you say,
oh,
really? I'm so glad.
Thank you for telling me.
Does this make you feel better? And you're like, great.
That's all you need.
That's all you
exactly.
need to say.
You don't need to say, yeah, I knew.
I knew. I knew when you fixed my carburetor last spring, it's ran like a dream ever since. But thanks, Ruthie. Can't say that, y'all.
I want to just, the one Caesar statement that I want to laser in
oh,
on
God.
Is, he said, and this hurt my heart, I think that when you love someone, you never give up on them.
This is what happens when you think love is what you see in a movie.
Amen.
Because
it's everyone's problem.
I know, but
it's Darcy's problem. It's Rebecca's problem.
I think what Darcy's problem is what she's seen on like Vivid Video, though. Because yeah. y'all, by the way, bitch was pissed when she found out she was staying in another room. She was like, "What?
he's
trying to be a gentleman, but how am I going to be worthy?
If he's not going to fuck me, how do I feel good about myself?
Am I human? I can't put makeup over that. I tried once, and then I got a yeast infection."
It's the truth.
I think that's all
that's
that I
all
have.
That's all I've got.
Y'all, now it's time for our favorite segment
our
called...
Our favorite segment called...
Straight people be crazy.
Well, but boing.
We do. Y'all, we need sound effects.
Do you want me to go first?
No, you go ahead, sure. If you have one.
Mine goes with Rebecca and Zied when he's
have one.
I've only been with one woman before.
One woman.
And
before.
She goes, "Oh, that's lovely." And as a gay person, I'm like, "What is wrong with you?" Like, I can't teach you everything.
That's so much
I
work.
I expect you to come in seasoned like an old cast iron skillet that both of us know what we're doing.
Want to butter that cornbread and bake it with a nice
yes.
crispy edge.
I don't want to have to work. I don't want to have to teach. I'm not going to be someone's sensei. I need you to know what you're doing.
A sensei.
Sensei. Anyway, if I heard that, I'm like, check please.
Yeah. Y'all, because... I remember when I was like 25 years old.
I didn't know how to have sex.
I had sex with like a 45-year-old black man, and it rocked my chain. I'm just going to say,
maybe find a different way of saying
but
that.
But remember the first time you slept with an older man and you were like, whoa.
I'm like, oh, so this is what it is.
You're like, wow.
This is like Star Trek, The Undiscovered Country. Okay, we got to move on.
That's copyrighted too.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name.
Oh, God.
But what was the name of Caesar's friends that goes to his house that tells him he needs feminine touches in his place?
Yami.
Y'all, I don't need to say straight people be crazy because when Caesar brought out that ring, Yami was like, fuck. This shit is deep. Straight people.
She went, Oh, this is real.
This is fucking straight people be crazy.
Y'all, a gay person would never give a ring to someone unless they had to.
Or it was a cock ring. That's about it. Honey, I just met you. I want you to take this.
I would definitely lend anyone a cock ring.
Exactly.
That's just Christian charity.
Teach the children well.
I think that's all we got.
I think that's all
episode.
We got today.
Y'all, this has been so much fun recapping the show.
It was. I was sleepy doing this. We were tired. We had a long... And then I just feel reborn. I'm going to crash after this.
I am too. But y'all, we're loving this show.
We are.
If you haven't joined our Sissy Squad yet on Facebook...
Sissies!
We have been, it's been blowing up, number one.
If you're in the H&M and you're looking for sissies to whip, it's not that type of group.
It's
so
not
we're
that
gonna,
kind of group. It's
we're going to ask
you
if you're real.
If you're like an, not H&M, that's a clothing store, that, you fucking
well,
moron.
Well, you Mary.
You queer.
You gay
S&M. Man. We're not sissies in that way, but we're sissies in like little gay boys who run around flailing their arms. But y'all,
it's a private group, so just ask us to join. We'll add you in. That's where all of y'all are having your conversations.
And our favorite thing, you guys, and the thing we need more than anybody else, or anything else, I should say. I know what I need
more than
anybody else.
More than world peace.
More than words is all that I do to make it real. That's not good. You didn't force into the third. That was awful. So anyway,
y'all, sometimes,
we love a review.
Sometimes I just sing the wrong harmony to just make it baggy.
We love a good
review.
No, I'll
do it. I'll do it again. I'll do it again. Let's do it again. Do it one more time.
fuck, I can't get into it. More than words. It's da 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 da
da da da da da da da
You choose anything.
I'll do harmony.
Because I already know. I hate you.
Well, I thought you were going up at the end.
No, the melody goes down.
Well, I went to the second one.
Before you go. Anyway. If you love our show, not just what the singing was, you can go to iTunes or Stitcher
or Apple Podcasts and leave
Bleacher or wherever it is to
leave
us a review.
Five stars
and say, if you don't even have anything to say, say keep going, Queens.
Keep going, Queens. We appreciate it so much.
We love anything. The reviews make us feel good.
And you know what? Another thing, y'all, just help to spread the word.
On your socials.
Just tell people about the show. We really appreciate that very much. Tweet other podcasters. Say, put these whores on your show. We like that too. Lastly, you can go to all of our stuff at sissythattalk.com and you can listen to our networks of shows. We've got Bitchcraft, we have the old Riverdale episodes, we have Southern Charm, we have Dear Maddie, it's all up there.
And you can follow us on our socials on Instagram and Twitter I'm at Jake It or Fake It.
Yes, and I'm at the Matt Marr, 2 T's, 2 R's.
We call them lonely hearts, these people, because they are lonely just like a lot of us out here, and they're just looking for love in all the wrong places. And if you're lonely and you decide to look for a 90-day fiancé,
call us. Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge.
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.